Good morning, a Monday morning, and that means Yancey Roy. He's back with us, the Albany Bureau Chief, for Newsday. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
We're all waiting Governor Andrew Cuomo's decision this week on reopening the schools for the fall. You have a look into what some of the preliminary plans are?
That's right. School districts had to submit plans last week. Not all of them did, but a lot of them did. And it kind of gives us a sneak preview at some of the things that will be different if and when schools open this year. Some of the school districts are looking at sort of a hybrid approach, in-class instruction for some of their younger grades, maybe a split or hybrid approach for grades 6 through 12 where they can use more of the distance learning. They're also looking at things like splitting classes up so that you don't have as many people in a classroom at a time, or maybe moving a classroom to a larger space so that you can accomplish social distancing. Lunchtime might look a lot different in a lot of the schools. For example, the Sayville School District out on Long Island submitted a plan that said it'll kind of work like this. The faculty will record the total number of students who are buying lunch that day. A food service worker then goes to each classroom to collect the orders. They then bring the orders on a food cart, and students eat at their desk.
Your newspaper, Newsday, has looked at the data behind the Paycheck Protection Program. What did you find out?
Well, one of the most interesting things that we found were that law offices, accounting firm, and other sort of professional offices received twice as many loans than hard-hit restaurants, hotels, bars, and delis. The professional services industry, which includes lawyers and accountants, received about 9,500 of the loans on Long Island. That compares to just 4,000 for hotels, motels, restaurants, and bars. And it makes you wonder what were the reasons for that. And a couple of big things. One is if you didn't have an existing relationship with an attorney, a CPA, or a banker who knew how the program worked and knew how to successfully apply, then it was much more difficult. And also, if you were a cash-only business or a cash-primarily business, you didn't often have the paperwork you needed to successfully apply. These loans were meant to encourage companies to keep their employees, even if businesses were closed or were down. And, you know, like we said, go back to the top here. What we were seeing is that professional services offices, like lawyers, accountants, and others, were much more successful at this.
He is Yancey Roy, the Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. You can read more at newsday.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Yancey, thanks.
Thanks, Dave.